So, the man is back with a new show. First, who am I talking to?
This is Daniel Lobel, comedian, storyteller, and person.
So tell me why you decided to come back from your show last year and tell the audience what your show was.
I bought a 2-for-1 airline ticket special, so I figured, why not? No, last year I did a show called Broke as a Joke, where I talked about all my crazy schemes to make money. And you guys gave me a great review. You were right.
We're often wrong, actually.
Well, this time you were right on. And
and you're here with a new show now?
I have a new show now called Fat Chance, which you can't hear this if you're listening, but I'm not in what you'd call amazing shape by traditional standards. I've struggled with my weight for my whole life, and I've tried all kinds of things to lose weight. And I thought, you know what, that's a show. And actually, my friend who I used to tour with was a big comedian in America, Ralphie May. And he passed away this past year due to complications with obesity. And it really set me into a tailspin about my own mortality, about my life, about my health. And I went and checked myself into a rehab for eating disorders. And I live in California, and we've got a rehab for everything there. So,
okay, and you've just arrived at the fringe that's in the city that is in the country that has a high mortality rate from deep-fried Mars bars. And stuff.
Exactly. I wanted to bring the show to the health food capital of the world, Scotland. that's actually one of the things.
But also, in reality, we label, don't we? We label. There are lots of people in every country who have self-definitions that are largely defined also by the media and not themselves. So you've defined this rather than anyone else. This is you and your conversation with you, isn't it?
It is. And it's actually interesting that you bring that up, because it's one of those tug-of-wars we have within ourselves. Like, where's the line between big and beautiful and accepting yourself and, like, this is not healthy and I got to change myself? You know, where do you say I love myself and where do you say this has got to stop? You know?
As a comedian, then, and particularly with an issue like this, how do you turn your spotlight of comedy on you? And what's that like?
Well, basically what I did is I got very vulnerable. I got very honest. And there's a lot of comedy in that. And I wanted to sort of do something that exposed me in a different way than normal, whereas I kind of deflect with humor most of my life. And I said, no, let me make the humor come out of these really honest, difficult moments in my life, struggling with my weight, looking at death in the mirror and trying to, you know, break free of that.
Well, we've got quite a few comedy ingredients here, including now you brought death in as well.
Yes, of course. You got to bring death in or you don't have a show.
Yeah. So now I'm getting into you as a comedy writer as well as performer. How do you put a show like that together?
Well, it took months and months of working on it. So it debuted at the Hollywood Fringe Festival a few months ago in May. Was it May or June? May. Yeah. And it took pretty much when I got back from Fringe last year, I had such a blast here. I said, okay, I want to do it again, but I don't want to just do the same material. Felt stale. I was like, I want to write a new show. I want to get really honest this time. I really want to tell, you know, the world what I'm going through. And it really went from September until May, when the Hollywood Fringe debuted, that I just worked on this show, and I wrote it in chunks. And I wrote streams of thought basically on index cards, and I categorized it all. The late comedian George Carlin is a hero of mine, and I love the way he categorized in his writing. So I said I wanted to do that. I took all the different things, nutrition, you know, programs to lose weight, where I've come close, how I failed, diets, what diet, the different fad diets.
Well, there's loads of comedy, you know, tragic comedy in dieting, isn't
it? Oh, my God, a ton. And you have no idea what to eat anymore, because they say, you know, go on the Atkins diet, just eat meat. Then they tell you meat's going to kill you. Then they go on and start eating fish. They say there's mercury in the fish. Then you start eating the lettuce, and they say there's E. coli poisoning or whatever the hell else. You know, you go to the eggs, it's full of cholesterol. At a certain point, you either go anorexic or you start binging. It's hard to make sense of all this stuff. And then I went through all these different, like, you got the South Beach diet in America. The South Beach diet, you think, oh, beautiful Cuban chicks in bikinis walking, but it's really just frozen meals from Target, you know? So it's a lot of dispelling the nonsense. And the diet candy bars, which are supposed to taste like marshmallow fudge, which I think is also a weird thing to market fatty food supplements to fat people.
But also, part of that comedy genius is that you don't want really people to laugh at you. You want them to laugh with you.
And I'm glad you said genius. I mean, you really hit it on the mark.
Well, no, because a lot of comedians come here and they don't get good reviews because they've mistaken those two things. We must come along with you for the ride, surely.
Absolutely. It's all centered around me. And if it wasn't so personal, it wouldn't be so funny. And you couldn't laugh at it like that. You know, if for instance, I was a skinny guy talking about fat people from the outside, you'd be like, yeah, I don't know. Like you brought up earlier, you put the label on it. You almost wonder, is it okay for me to laugh at that? I'm telling you, I went through this stuff. I'm going through this stuff. This is my fight to live.
So what's the target?
Well, I mean, there's so many different targets in the show. It's the weight loss industry. It's the way we treat fat people. It's the clothing for fat people.
I wanted you to say 5 stars. In the reviews, of course.
I always go for 6.
You're not on a star diet, then.
No, well, you know, I figure if you go for 6, they shave you down to 5.
When you're just about to go on stage, how do you get into the zone when there's an audience out there?
Being present is really important to me. I used to get very in my head about hitting the marks, getting up there, making sure I hit the marks. Now, as a performer, I've grown, and I really think about taking in the atmosphere. I do some breathing. I look at the people. I feel the vibe of the room, and I go out there, and I just try to interact with the moment rather than focusing so heavily on the show being perfect and hitting the marks. I just want to be there with the audience. It's a joint experience.
And when you step off and the bucket's full of Scottish £10 notes, then how do you come
down? Wasted.
How do you come down off the show?
Well, that's something I'm still working on, to be honest. I don't have an answer for you because sometimes I do come off on a high, and that's very hard because, you know, then what do you do with that?
Yeah.
And then sometimes you come down, you know, it doesn't always go the way you want. So sometimes you come down on a low, and rather than, you know, living in these extremes of mood, it's kind of tied very much into what I learned in rehab for eating disorders, is sort of getting validation from within, not letting the external factors too much affect you. You have to be solid from the inside, and that is not easy to do. It's easy to say, but again, meditation is a big thing for that.
Yeah.
There's a great app called Headspace that I use. Sort of gets you kind of calm and into that place where you're unaffected by the world.
He's not just a comedy genius, he's a very profound man too. Thanks for talking to us.